Brian?
So on this one, I'm exactly aligned with what Eric and Matthew said, but I'm here to be the provocateur. So let me just ask this directly, John, which is that a number of my colleagues are concerned with the shift in the database. So basically, the message last year on the Topo 2 co-amplified was that that population needed an anthracycline. The message on that population this year is you don't necessarily need trastuzumab in that population.
Yes,
so
I agree.
So the message coming through is maturing, and that's making some of my colleagues just worry in general, is this a shifting pattern where the pattern is going to change again in another year or so?
I thought the message was you can either choose between an anthracycline or trastuzumab.
I'm being the provocateur, Neil.
The message could be that you don't need Herceptin in that group.
Would you rather take an anthracycline? Yeah.
But the therapeutic index still favors the trastuzumab regimen, so let's just make that clear. The real question that you posed, though, Brian, is a very good question, but I think it's very important to emphasize that that Topo 2 analysis last year was a retrospective subset analysis of an interim analysis where only 2/3 of the samples had actually been analyzed yet, and guess what? The p-value was not actually statistically significant.
Yes.
So that is called hypothesis-generating data, not practice-changing data. And so considering the fact that there was large error bars associated with that data set, it's of no surprise to me that we're seeing that that hypothesis generating data was just that. The hypothesis was tested now with longer follow-up, more samples, a complete data set, and the hypothesis was wrong.
And Professor Pegram, to finish that off, the current co-amplified Topo 2 set is still less than 120 events with all three arms added together.
Exactly.
Which is why my colleagues worry about whether this is a shifting scene.
That could change again.
Aman?
Sure, could.
I think if we look at the patient population, which is Topo 2 over-amplified HER2-new positive, it is actually 89% 3-year estimated disease-free survival with ACTH versus in the other two arms, it is exactly 87%. So essentially, the TCH arm shows no difference. So there is numerically at least still about 2% absolute difference in favor of the anthracycline with trastuzumab.
There's no difference whatsoever in terms of a statistical analysis.
Confidence
limits overlap widely. So if that data was plotted on a 0 to 100 scale, those curves would look like there's no error in between them whatsoever.
We just look at actual number, 2% absolute difference. If you look at the anthracycline versus no anthracyclines in the Oxford overview data, the absolute differences are about 2 to 3% with addition of anthracyclines.